From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. According to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data, 14% of people in Missouri live below the poverty line. That's almost 900,000 Missourians. KBIA's Harum Helmy tells us how one nonprofit organization attempts to educate the other 86% about what it's like to be on the other side.
It's about 6 p.m. on a Wednesday night, and a little more than 80 people are frantically running around inside Columbia College's Dorsey Gym, struggling to get by.
Can I get something to pawn?
Something to what?
Something to pawn. Get some cash.
They're trying to get to work.
Is there a reason why you didn't make it to work last week?
What?
Is there a reason why
you didn't come to work last week?
But are generally down on their luck.
You haven't eaten in 3 weeks. And I'm due in 2 months.
Fortunately for these people, this is just a simulation. Angela Hirsch is the Community Services Director of Central Missouri Community Action. Along with about 24 volunteers, Hirsch runs the poverty simulation. She says most of the participants have never lived below the poverty line. In this hour-long program, every 15-minute period represents a week of living with limited income. All the participants I talked to grew up in middle-class families. About the simulation, they all agree.
This is stressful.
I'm stressed out. So that was stressful?
Okay, how stressful?
Very. Everything's stressful.
The participants are divided into about 20 or so families. Hirsch reminded everyone at the beginning of the event that none of these family scenarios have been made up.
These are real people. So please keep that in mind as you're going through this simulation. It has the look and it has the feel of a game. But poverty is not a game to the more than 55,000 people in central Missouri who live in poverty.
It's certainly not a game to Ann OJ, one of the simulation's volunteers. In the simulation, she played the part of a generous volunteer in a religious-based homeless shelter.
It's actually kind of cool to get the reaction of different people. I had one family here that started out homeless that one of them said he don't know what an EBT card is, and that was pretty shocking to me.
At the post-simulation debriefing, organizers explained that the EBT card allows the government to issue benefits in the form of a payment card. Many participants said they were shocked by some of the decisions they had to make to survive the hour. Some stole, for example. One asked her role-play daughter to drop out of school to take care of her sibling.
Whose baby's been left in daycare?
One role-play teenager willingly went to make-believe juvenile detention so his make-believe family didn't have to feed him. Columbia College student Santana Figueroa played the role of an unemployed mother. She says she was surprised by how much she had to do to take care of her family.
I think I'm still be like weird of people standing on the side of the road, but I also like think of it in a different way. Like, you know, I don't know what they're... story is.
According to U.S. Census Bureau data from 2010, poverty numbers in Missouri have nearly doubled since 2000. Harum Helmy, KBIA News.
From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.